Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Autumn 2023. And if you are on the Southern Hemisphere, welcome to Spring 2023. Here in Ottawa, the color of the leaves is changing rapidly. I think that in about a week, the green leaves will become the minority, and the streets will be covered with many fallen leaves. Some groups of Canada geese have also started their journey to the south, knowing that the long winter is just around the corner. I spend each day trying to capture as many colors and sounds as possible in my memory. Before the big season change, is there anything that you want to remember strongly and carry into the next season? Today, I am sharing with you a very insignificant memory from my childhood. I say insignificant because nothing much really happens in this story. It's about the time I spent in a waiting room. Moreover, a very empty waiting room. But because of this absolute nothingness, the time I spent in the room left me a permanent impression. Now, I would like to take you back there with me. I wonder what insignificant memory you might recall as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it.
The empty waiting room. I am 5 in this memory, heading back home from my grandmother's house. On the way back home, we take a local train to the Oyama train station, where we catch the bullet train back to Sendai. Normally, we wait on the platform, but today our train has been delayed. My mother takes us to the waiting room, located one level below the platform. The station itself is quite deserted, but this waiting room is empty except us. No entertainment is provided in this room, only the benches. As soon as we settle in the middle of the room, my mother opens her backpack and gives us our regular snacks, toddler biscuits, candies, and our favorite muscat grape chewing gums. At first, my brother and I remain on the bench like well-behaved children. But it does not take long before our abundant energy steals the calm away. We leave our spots and start running around the empty waiting room with the packages of muscat grape chewing gums in our hands. Once in a while, we circle back to our mother to ask the same question. Is our train coming yet? Her answer is the same. No, not yet. By the time she finally stands up and waves at us, my brother and I have thoroughly explored the waiting room so that even each single dust would have been familiar to us. Sweeties, let's go! As soon as my mother calls us, we dash back to join her. It is finally time to leave this monotonic room and ready ourselves for an exciting train ride.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.